Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
We have a varied Kosafa Show for you this week, taking in a top striker, a women's football coach on the rise, and the aftermath of the CAF Women's Champions League 2025 Kosafa qualifiers that were won by Gaborone United this past weekend. There's lots to get stuck into, but first, Namibia's hotshot striker Peter Shalulile recently reached a major milestone when he became the most prolific goalscorer in the 29-year history of South Africa's Premier Soccer League. We hear from him on that record, getting Namibia to the 2026 FIFA World Cup, and what the future might hold.
Peter Shalulile, first, congratulations on reaching the milestone to be the top goal scorer, all-time top goal scorer of the PSL. How does it feel to make history?
Thank you so much. Glory be to God, first of all. I'd like to thank my teammates, the coaches, and everyone who played their part in all the success that I have achieved. And I believe that I wouldn't have done it without, my teammates also. But I just want to thank also the Mamelodi Sundowns president for giving me an opportunity to come Sundowns, and everyone, the staff, for the support. But it's a good, it's a great feeling. But, we strive for more and more goals, and we pray for many other goals to come.
On off days, you come to the club to get the feeling of the net. Do you attribute that to your achievements, and what else can you talk about that, just coming to training when there's no one?
Because I believe that you cannot score goals if you do not do extras, or you cannot break records if you're not putting in the work, or if you dream of something, you don't put the work in it. So for me, off days, I make sure that I come and do my best, and fix things that I know are weakness in me, that I want to make them positive, and I want to make sure that when I get an opportunity in such situations, I bang them.
Peter, there's also been a lot of speculations about in the media about you, whether you're staying or leaving, and transfer rumors. What can you say about it?
For now, I won't lie to you guys. I'm back. Things didn't go well. Discussing and negotiating about paperwork and all that. But I decided to call the chairman, and I told him, rather let me come back and enter my experience and fight for my position.
You're joining the national team. You've got two matches to play for the qualifiers. Just the outlook of the team and also representing Namibia.
Well, it's possible that we can see each other in the World Cup. We just need 6 points from these two matches. And I know it's not going to be easy, but I told my boys we need to grind them out. And I believe anything that we want, it's possible, man. It's just a dream that we have to put in our hearts and achieve it. And I believe that it's possible that we'll get the 6 points.
Lastly, the supporters sing for you the Sha 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 song. Just your message to them, not just Sundowns supporters, but across the board.
Well, I just want to thank them for giving us the courage, the strength, and believing in me. Without fans at the pitch, sometimes it's boring. But when they are around, they give us the energy. And so, just want to say thank you to them, and may God bless them all, and may they come in numbers for the upcoming games.
Seychelles women's coach Chris Yibau recently took part in the FIFA Elite Performance Coaches Mentorship Program. She had experienced Australian coach Vicky Linton as her mentor, and tells us about that experience.
This is an opportunity to learn from the very best and to bring that knowledge back to Seychelles to accelerate our growth. So this includes understanding how to coach in different cultural environments, adapt training methods to maximize limited resources, and grow a team's identity and style of play from the ground up. So Vicky and I already had the opportunity to discuss the expectations and outcomes for this journey. So that includes the creation of a game model and how that filters down through the pathway. We have also spoken about adopting best practices from successful teams around the world and adapting them to fit the Seychelles context. So these skills and insights will be vital as we continue to raise our standards and strengthen the women's game at every level. Yes, I've connected with a few other mentees and it's been refreshing to share experiences. Some of them have even played on the biggest stage in the world, the FIFA Women's World Cup, the Women's Champions League, and it's such an honour to be sharing the same room and learning alongside them. We spoke about the unique challenges we face in our respective countries, so from limited player pools to resource constraints. But other than that, we also spoke about the pride and joy of seeing progress in our teams. So there's a real sense of support and understanding within the group, and we have already begun exchanging ideas and solutions that could work in our own context. My vision is for Seychelles women's football to be competitive on the regional stage and respected internationally. I want to create a clear pathway from grassroots to the senior national team, where every girl can dream of playing for Seychelles and know the steps to get there. My aim is to improve our technical standards, increase participation at all levels, and ensure our players have access to high-quality training and international exposure. Ultimately, I want Seychelles to be a regular contender at tournaments like COSAFA, the Indian Ocean Games, and beyond. So taking part in the 2024 COSAFA Women's Championship was historic. It was Seychelles' first ever appearance and it meant a lot to everyone involved. So reflecting on my own footballing journey, so I remember the immense pride I felt when the Singapore Women's National Team was given the green light to participate in the Southeast Asian Games. So that's the regional competition for our area. So even though I had stepped away from playing, it was a milestone that resonated deeply within the women's footballing community. So anyway, back to our COSAFA experience. So competing against some of the strongest teams in the region gave us a clear picture of where we are and where we need to go. So from here, we will use these lessons to prepare better, strengthen our squad, and of course, seek more international friendlies to gain experience. It's about building step by step so that when we return to COSAFA, we are not just participating, we are competing to win matches.
Gaborone United were crowned champions of the CAF Women's Champions League 2025 COSAFA qualifiers this past weekend when they defeated ZESCO and Dola Girls in a thrilling penalty shootout in the final in Johannesburg. Their victory sees them qualify for the continental finals and also makes up for defeats on penalties in the decider last year. Their coach Khalid Neon Zima has masterminded their success and spoke after the final.
I just have to thank my players, the technical staff, the director, he was here, and for making sure that supporters come here. He booked the 2 buses and 5 minibuses to come in, bring supporters so that they can support us. It was very, very good for us to have supporters because at least this time around, COSAFA is nearby, we can take buses. But when it's in Malawi, Port Elizabeth, it's very difficult. But going back to the game, I think we started well. We controlled the game, even though we gave them too much time on the ball. But it was not something that I was worried about because we're leading, and when we are leading, you have to know that sometimes we are forced to resist. We can't attack when we are leading. It's just unfortunate that we conceded that goal, but it's football. I kept on believing that we'll come up as victorious in the 90 minutes or extra time. Just it was difficult for me to leave the girls because they considered on a critical time. So because they thought they had it, but we had to suck them in terms of their mind to talk to them so that they can know that the Zambians were equalizing. It's not that they were leading. We still up in it. You can still win it. But thanks to the character of the girls, it was not simple playing these kind of games. 4 games or 5 games in a space of 10 days, it's hell.
Thank you very much, coach. You may put your medal on so that people know that you're a champion. I know Puto has questions. Puto, go ahead.
Congratulations, coach, on finally getting this victory with the girls. We saw a lot of emotions on the field from yourself, from the players. Can you just talk to us about how important was this win for you, for the players, and for the club as a whole?
Because for me it was so painful because remember I'm the only coach who brought a bronze medal to Botswana. Again I brought 2 silver medals, so I went to play 2 finals against Sundowns, against UWC. So this was my third final. So coming back as runners-up again, it was not going to be something that I would say I would be happy for. But being the champion was the only option that I was having. But even when we missed two penalties, I think I was the only one who believed that we'll overcome this situation and win it again. But ladies are not like men, so we need to work in their mental strength, because they're not strong mentally. So I did a lot in terms of trying to encourage them that it's not over. You can still score two, they will miss two.
ZESCO and Dola girls had hoped to become the second Zambian winners of the regional title after Green Buffaloes in 2022, but fell just short. Their coach William Zudu tells us where it went wrong.
Joined here by Coach William Zulu. Coach, tough night. It did not happen the way you wanted.
Yeah.
Please give us your summary.
It was a tricky game. Tough for that matter. We fought, came back, went to the extra time, failed to convert it. There were chances. Tough luck for us.
Coach, you started quite slow compared to what we've seen previously.
Yes.
Gaborone United ladies scored first, until the last minute goal that was the equalizer. What is it that did not go according to what you planned?
It's a attitude towards the players. We played the strong team. Gaborone, I may say Sundowns is a strong team. We played them twice, lost one, won one. So coming to this game, we started on the lower note, but we picked up, then we were winning this game in before the end of the game, the regulation time. But we converted some chances, we failed to convert. We fought until to the last whistle.
Okay, coach, your changes kind of changed your format and your fight in the match as it has happened before. Wasn't it maybe a time to start the number 25?
Yeah, that number 25 only comes in when you make a substitution. She's a good player. She's a game changer. She has that spirit. So my strategy was to bring her in when we see the top, the one who was playing up, was down. So we had, that was a weapon for us. So I wanted to see how this team will come on us.
Coach, lastly, your summary of the whole tournament from start to the end. How has it been like for you?
For us, it's a classroom. I mean, say that. It's a lesson. This is our first time coming here. We've come to play. We are not really bad. We came here as our underdogs. But we have proven to you that we are not underdogs. We will go back home, start afresh, fight for the league title. Then coming back, we'll see the way forward.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We'll be back next time with more news and views from the Southern African region. We wish all our teams competing in the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers the very best of luck. Don't forget you can listen to more of our podcasts on our CASAFA YouTube channel, Spotify and iTunes, and also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com.